Here in the United States, lawyers for a group of hurricane victims in New Orleans say they filed a class action lawsuit against the Federal Emergency Management Agency. They accuse FEMA of failing to give them housing assistance. One of the attorneys who filed the suit joins me now from New Orleans. He's Howard Godnick, and welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Madeline.
Now, your complaint says FEMA failed to fulfill its mandate to provide aid and assistance to disaster victims. Specifically, what are you saying happened or didn't happen?
Well, I can tell you what didn't happen. What didn't happen is that thousands of people who are eligible for housing benefits and applied for those benefits have yet to receive them. In addition, what did not happen is some folks who, in fact, did receive money from FEMA received that money without any indication as to what the money was to be used for, and they used it to replace some of the bare necessities of life, for example, a toothbrush, a dry pair of pants, or a pair of shoes. And now they're being told by FEMA that, in fact, that money was only to be used for rental assistance. And to the extent they use the money for anything else, that money either will have to get repaid back to FEMA, or in some instances, FEMA has said they won't provide them with any other benefits. Sort of a retroactive application of rules that were unknown to this class of folks.
Well, FEMA says it's paid out more than $1 billion to recipients, to victims of the hurricane. So, and this was an unprecedented disaster. So do you concede that any agency might be overwhelmed by the scale of this?
Well, let me address the first point, that FEMA has provided benefits to some folks, and indeed they have, and good for them, and that is what their mandate is. With regard to whether this was unprecedented, just in 2004, FEMA, along with a number of other agencies, ran a computer simulation hurricane scenario called Hurricane Pam. And in connection with that scenario, they predicted exactly the type of consequences that now these folks down here are living through and living with every single day. So to say that it was unprecedented or unforeseen, I think, is really a stretch. They, in fact, knew what could happen, and they certainly had plenty of advance warning that this hurricane was heading right down the pike, right at New Orleans, right at the Gulf Coast.
And are you alleging that this is mere incompetence, that officials are overwhelmed, or is it maliciousness?
What we are alleging is that FEMA has a statutory obligation, particularly in an instance where the president has declared a disaster area down here and Congress has appropriated money, and that money has not yet gotten to folks who deserve it. I'm sure there are a lot of good folks, well-intended folks, at FEMA who, in fact, are doing what they can under the circumstances. But there are also folks who evidently are not qualified to be doing what they're doing. And in any event, at the end of the day, there are all too many people who have suffered through one storm and now are suffering through bureaucratic red tape because they have not gotten a penny yet from FEMA.
And what are you seeking?
We're not seeking money damages. We're seeking an affirmative injunction from the court requiring FEMA to do what the law requires it to do, and that is to get the money into the hands of the folks who are eligible and have made applications for that money.
And how many people are you talking about?
That's tough to say. We have about 14 named plaintiffs, and as you can imagine, it's difficult to track down a lot of these folks who have been dispersed throughout the country. That's why we're bringing this as a class action.
Howard Godnick is representing a group of Gulf Coast hurricane victims. They filed suit against FEMA, and he joined us from New Orleans. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.